Hallelujah. You may be seated. You may be seated. I was kind of visualizing. Stay with me, Eric. Stay with me. Stay with me. I need to keep it flowing, man. I was kind of visualizing just a couple of movie clips, and as Melvin was walking out his healing, I kept seeing that clip of Forrest Gump. He's got them braces on his legs. You know how they would say, run, Forrest, run. I was like, run, Melvin, run. You know, that scene is incredible because the character, you know, the little boy was told he would have to wear these braces in order for him to walk. And so often in our lives, seasons of our lives, things happen in our lives, and there's certain things that we may need in a certain season of our life, or something that sometimes just attaches itself to us in a certain season of our lives. And after a while, it can just become a part of who we are. But I believe that there comes a moment in God when He says, you don't have to stay there any longer. You don't need that crutch any longer. All you need to do is walk out of it. All you need to do is walk it out. See, all we're doing is contending for the complete reality and manifestation of the redemptive work of Calvary. That's all we're doing. So it's one thing to pray, and we did, and lay hands and bind and rebuke and cast out and declare the blood of Jesus. But then you got to walk it out. And Melvin could have easily made his way back to his seat and just sat down and said, okay, whenever. But there's something about this atmosphere that gives you the greatest possibility of experiencing your breakthrough. That's why I'm saying to you, whatever you believe in God for, this is the moment to say I receive it. This is the moment to say I want it. This is the moment to say I'm apprehending it. Some of you just need to reach up in the air like you're grabbing a hold of it right now. Whatever it is, you may need to grab a few times because there's a few things out there that are yours. And you, you know they're yours. You know they're yours. Steve, raise that hand up. Come on, Steve. Come on, Steve. Come on, Steve. Pull it in. Pull in those kids. Pull in those kids. Pull in your healing. Pull in your faith. I'm talking to you right now. It's in this atmosphere. It's in this atmosphere. It's in this atmosphere. It's in this atmosphere. It's in this God-ordained atmosphere. It's in this God-ordained atmosphere. I want to say a couple things to you as we begin to end out our time. I want you to recognize that we are contending for something, that you are contending for something. I don't know how you kind of view some things. And I'm talking now for those of you that have been a part of AIRS for any certain amount of time, maybe over the last 5 years or less, but even in the last 2 years, I don't know about you, but I have felt like, man, I've been contending more in the last 2 years than I have in a number of years as it relates to what God has purposed to do. I want to tell you why that is. I want to tell you why for some of you, you've been hit with some health challenges. I want to tell you why some of you have been hit with some financial challenges. I want to tell you why some of you are being hit with some relational challenges. I want to tell you why some of you are just being hit with family situations. And all of these things start to kind of happen. I want you to know that what the enemy would like to do in your life is create a perfect storm. Okay? Any of you ever see that movie, Perfect Storm? If you haven't seen the movie, it's a tragic movie, but the message of it is something. But there's this term called a perfect storm that out on the sea, and particularly those that are out on the East Coast, fishermen, those that go out to catch fish and those kind of things, as a living, that they need to go out at a certain time. So they're always watching the weather conditions that are going on. And in this one scenario in the movie, they all go out, but they don't really catch anything. And so many of them go back, but there's one guy who's not willing to go back. Now they're telling him, but there's a storm coming in. And he's saying, yeah, but we can get out there, or we can get on the other side of it. And yet what happened in their situation was they ended up being surrounded by storms. It created what was called a perfect storm that they couldn't get out of it. They couldn't get out of it. And they made the decision that they were going to keep going, and they made it to where they were able to catch the fish they wanted, but they couldn't get back because of the storm. I want to tell you that the enemy often in our lives, as we're pursuing all that God's intended for us, as you're living your life for Christ, as you're living your life in God, there are moments when the enemy will try to create a perfect storm in your life. And that perfect storm may look something like something happens with your physical body. You're dealing with a physical thing going on. Then at the same time, something starts to happen with your finances at the same time. Then all of a sudden, you get a call that someone dear to you or a family member got sick or passed away just suddenly. All of a sudden, it begins to create this perfect storm, and everything begins to feel like it's just encapsulating you. It's surrounding you, and it's coming all from all ends. I'm standing here, and right in the moment of this, I heard this song that Michael W. Smith released recently. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded by you. It's a real simple chorus. Make sure the team knows it by next week. It may look like, yeah. It may look like I'm surrounded, and I'm surrounded by you. And then it says, this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. Just that simple. This is how I fight my battles. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Hey, find a clip up there real quick. Find it somewhere. Y'all can find it up there. You can find a clip on YouTube or something. They did it at Good Morning America or something. We just flowing, y'all. Okay, y'all with me? Okay. Come on, say, it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. I want to say this to you, because within the last couple of years, again, it's been very, very challenging for many of you. And I need you to know that you're not alone. Okay? You're not being singled out. The enemy is after those who are in pursuit of the true, authentic manifestation of the kingdom of God. And this is one of the mornings that God is trying, not trying, because he doesn't try to do anything. This is one of the mornings that God is saying to us, I've got you. Your situation doesn't have you. Your diagnosis doesn't have you. The prognosis doesn't have you. Your finances don't have you. Your job doesn't have you. I've got you. I've got you. I've got you. See, once you've grown to a certain place in God, a place in walking with Him, where you're no longer distracted by the one thing, then the enemy will bring two things, three things, five things. Because his attempt is to overwhelm you. His attempt is to overwhelm you. But this is how we fight our battles. You mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. This is how we fight our battles. You mess with us, we raise up the praise and the intentional worship. You mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. And we will find a word to take you out. I'm not sure I remember a season like the last couple of years, or more recently, the last 6-8 months, where we've been navigating through a number of individuals connected in our fellowship, either dealing with a physical challenge themselves or a family member dealing with a physical challenge. I don't know too many other seasons where we've had individuals who either the company downsized and they're out of work, or things have decreased in individuals' lives financially, and the need to rework some things. I don't know I've ever been in a season where all these things are trying to hit at once, where there's an attack within the body, on the body, where there's a spirit of offense that just wants to run rampant. But we should know better, because we took the class twice. And if you happen to be visiting with us today, we say this: you can't offend me. You don't have that kind of power. Because to be offended, you have to allow yourself to become offended. The scripture says, great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Paul writes and says, herein do I exercise myself, having a conscience void of offense towards God and towards man. He said, I live my life in a way that I personally will not offend. The word does what it does, but I will not be offended. I don't know if I've ever really kind of been in this kind of space where I'm seeing this dynamic. But I'm wanting you to recognize what this season is about. I want to remind you that there is no advancement of the kingdom. There is no ground taken for the kingdom without opposition. There is no place of victory for you without contending for the victory. And what I mean by that is this: the scripture says, thanks be to God who gives us the victory in Christ Jesus. In Christ, you have victory. But the manifestation and the reality of that victory in your life is on you. It's on me. As we continue to believe God for the advancing of His kingdom in this assignment, I want to do a better job of helping you understand the things that God's doing outside of Sunday morning. I met with our pastors this week, and one of the things Pastor George said, he said, I think there's a disconnect for the house with what's happening outside of the house. Meaning how God is establishing heirs in the community. How He's establishing our name in the community. And it's not unlike God to do that before he unleashes or before he releases all that he's purposed to do. You'll remember in the book of Joshua, when the spies were sent out, the two spies were sent out. Remember when they came to Rahab? Do you remember what Rahab said? She said, "We heard of you." Said, "The moment we heard you were coming our way, our hearts melted." Now, I need you to hear that for you personally. Because there are some things that are already set in motion for you. I want you to recognize that it's in this place that God wants you to walk confidently, consistently, and courageously in that kingdom authority. For just as she said, "The moment we heard you were coming, our hearts melted." She was saying, for the reputation of you and your God precede you. I'm saying to many of you under the sound of my voice, God has already gone before you. He has already gone before us. And if we get caught up in the stuff along the way, you can be distracted and not be focused as you step into the reality of all that's been made available. And it says, for this reason, Jericho was shut up, that none could come in and none could go out. God is already placing his name concerning heirs in the community. God is already placing his name concerning you in your situation. Quit acting like you don't know and start living like you do. Quit acting like you don't know. Is he going to come through? Oh, God, I just need you to. And he's saying, quit it, quit it, quit it, quit it, quit it, quit it. Don't talk to me like that. I have been faithful to you. I have moved in your life in ways that you should not be talking to me like you have a doubt in your mind as to whether or not I'm going to come through for you again. It's done. Melvin, I expect you to get away from that walker. What God did today, he wants to do every week. And we just simply need to be willing to go with him. Now, we do good to talk. Things are not the same. It changes everything. Did you say love changes everything? See, I choose to say, like, moments like today changes everything. I'm not going back. Go get a few more folk in wheelchairs. Go get a few more folk with some diagnosis on them. Because I'm telling you, hear me, hear me, hear me. He is able to heal every heart condition. To restore any and every organ in frail body. He is able to do that which the doctors have said could not happen. I tell you, the day is coming. The day is here. And we must be willing to contend for it every time, 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 every time. It might look like you're surrounded, but you're surrounded by Him. And with that knowledge, this is how we fight our battles. Father, give us eyes to see. 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 Give us eyes to see.